Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Got something special for you here in the 5 o'clock hour, aside from us, which is special, and the relationship we have with you, that's also special. We have a pair of tickets to go to Allen Iverson Misunderstood, the book tour, happening Tuesday, October 14th at the TLA right there on South Street in Philly. Each ticket, you get a copy of Allen Iverson's new book. For tickets, more information, visit Ticketmaster.com. So, every call this hour, do not just call for the tickets, but if you are a normal WIP calling with content, you're registered and we'll pick one winner out at the end of the show. This is the Top 5 of 5, and it is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So this is going to sound embarrassing, but, you know, when you watch something that you get fully invested in, sometimes you act a little embarrassing.
Okay.
So when the ball's flying home into Fransky's booth from Kirk Herring's right arm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting up, right?
Yeah.
As soon as it happened, I went to the fetal position on my couch.
No.
I wasn't proud of it.
You went fetal position?
Yeah.
Come on.
And
no.
I did. I know. And I didn't want to talk to Ike, but I had to. And I didn't even, you know, you got to put a tweet out, right? Because content.
You don't, but yeah.
You don't, but yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I didn't know what to tweet.
Yeah.
I just sat there in silence.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. What are the five other Philly sports moments during my lifetime that I sat there in silence after?
And they just showed last night's moment when we were in the Xfinity lounge over there, just on the TV.
Yeah.
It's one of these moments that I'm going to, every time I watch it, I'm going to think maybe it'll end differently when I watch
it. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they say that you have a 7-minute highlight when you die.
Yes.
I think the Kirk Herring overthrowing JT Realmuto is going to be on my highlight reel.
Yeah, it'll be on there.
Like Walker being born, Sutton being born, Kirk Herring throwing it out of bounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the top five Philly sports moments that left you sitting in silence.
Yeah, starting at number five. We usually don't do flyers on this show.
Ooh.
But when their miracle run in 2010 ended like this, it was one of those moments that you sat there in silence.
When it went wide, and around it flicked by Ladd, and then went off of Coburn, on back to be taken by Campbell. Here's Campbell handing on to Kane again. Lots of head fakes there, trying to shake Tiemann. Threw it in front. Oh, my, it rattled around, and it kicked on back, and it scored! We saw no light. We saw no signal. And we're not sure if they've set a signal of a goal yet, but they are celebrating at the other end of the ice. What chaos!
Because you remember, we had no idea if it was a goal or not. You couldn't tell.
I was in the building. I was there.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah, I was there for that game.
You're bad news, man.
Did you go to any of the games in 2001 when Kobe was there, too? Every game. Did you say you were at every game? Were you at every game?
Yep.
Dude, we need to investigate, Ike. We need to.
You're trying to say I'm a bad luck.
Well, it sure is looking like it.
Well, hold on. What about when the Eagles win? I'm at those games.
Not the Super Bowl.
But the championship game.
Yeah, but do you leave at halftime?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do they start turning around?
Wait a minute. The one Super Bowl you were at, we lost two.
Oh, the one we played in? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right on that one. Yep. But that, we may have to examine that. Yeah. We may need to examine
that. 2010 Flyers team is so fun.
Yeah.
And it was like, they're really going to do it. They came back from 3-0 down against the Bruins. And it was like, what a run. And then for it to just end without any, it felt like no finality. Mm-hmm. It was just we had no idea if it was a goal or not.
And I was there because we carried the Flyers
back then.
Yeah, that was me and your dad.
Oh, really?
We were doing, like, pregame Flyer shows.
Wow.
That sounds...
A lot of expertise, a lot of Flyers expertise on that show.
A lot of me just sitting there, like, what?
Yeah, just...
I remember when I first started doing WIP shows late at night, my dad was working at Fox 29, and we'd come over sometimes afterwards. And somebody asked me a hockey question. And I said on air, I said, I have no idea. I don't know. And he came in afterwards. He's like, don't tell them you have no idea. Because they don't know you
don't
have
know
no idea.
They don't know you don't have any idea.
But you also got...
Somehow they knew that I didn't have any idea.
Yeah. I think they knew he didn't have any idea either. I don't think anybody was under...
He thought he was fooling people.
He wasn't fooling anybody. Yeah.
Fourth moment that left me sitting there in silence. Speaking of another miracle run, this was the Phillies in 2022. It was going pretty well.
Oh, God.
Down in Houston. Schwarber hits the home run to give him 1-0 lead, and then they come back, bottom of the sixth. They put Zach Wheeler back out there, but he pulls him for Jose Alvarado, and Yordan Alvarez greeted him with this.
And the pitch to Alvarez. Swung on, hit in the air, straightaway center field. He crushed it. On the run is Vierling back to the wall, and it was over the batter's eye and onto the platform in center field, well over 400 feet. And the Astros have taken the lead here in Game 6 by a score of 3-1 on a monumental home run by Yordan Alvarez.
Not there for that one.
You could hear it.
You know the Schwarber home run?
Yeah.
It was that, but to center field.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and I've only seen the replay once. Like, I can't watch the Yordan Alvarez home run. Mm-hmm. Because
Were you there?
No, I watched that one at home. Okay. I watched that one. We were only there for game one.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, that was the real finality. And even that game was 1-0. Schwarber hits home run. You were like, there's no way they're going to hold on to it. No way. And, Yordan Alvarez, just brutal. Number three, the Philly sports moment that had me sitting there in silence was one that Spike brought up a little bit earlier.
You got to be aware of the inbounder here if you're Philly.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
No! The dagger?
Seriously. All right, relax, Kevin.
So my reaction was the same as yours, Jack. I was just sitting on the couch when that happened.
Was that Father's Day?
No, that was the Ben Simmons non-dunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Val was sitting there. She wasn't watching the game. She saw me just sitting there in shock.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what? And I showed her. And she said, oh, wow. We just rewatched it on the podcast. So on the rights of Ricky Sanchez, we tried to exorcise the demons of the old Sixers playoff failure. So we watched every one of them.
Wow, okay.
And the Kawhi shot, 4 bounces. I mean, that is not a natural thing to have. I've never seen a ball do that. Hit front rim, the front of the front rim.
And he shot it from the side.
Yes, from the corner.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Falling out of bounds.
Yeah.
He walked, by the way, but of course
they all walk in the NBA. Yeah.
Do you think they win that game?
If it goes to overtime.
Yeah.
So we asked Danny Green. Danny Green said that he thought the Sixers would have won that game, and he was on the Raptors at that point. We asked somebody else involved in it who thought that the Raptors would win that game. I do not think the Sixers would have won that game. They were cooked physically. I just don't think they would have gotten through overtime.
Why in the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah, seriously.
Every time.
Can I tell you what it is?
It's the pistachios.
It's pistachios.
Yeah, yeah. You get a little bit of bit of nuts. And all
my throat.
Your little nut in your throat and it
and he can't talk anymore.
He can't talk anymore.
It's just unbelievable. You gotta relax. You gotta I just had my daily stash.
Well,
I'm fine.
It's just a big bag of nuts.
I know. I know.
Really big bag.
Dude, it's It's so bad. We're having a serious moment. We're trying to really go through it. And you're making a mockery.
I need to hit your back. You all right? Yeah, over there. Yeah.
Just go get some water.
I have water.
Yeah, look
I
at
have
that.
Water. All right.
I don't need you dying in here. I know Jack wants to get in that chair, but we don't need it to happen that way.
See ya.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All right, the second Philly sports moment where I left sitting in silence. This was silence straight into just the loudest F-bomb I think I've ever let out in my entire life.
Breaking ball pulled on the right side. Punto to his left. He's got it. Howard falls down, limps towards first. Punto flips, and the game is over. Cardinals celebrate. Howard down halfway to first. Chris Carpenter, three-hit shutout and a 1-0 win for St. Louis, stunning the crowd at Citizens Bank Park, ending this season.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Howard.
I give up. Yeah. You guys finish the show.
Yeah.
Going out that way, just to have the injury in there.
Yeah.
It was the most finale I think I've ever seen in my entire life. That game, still the worst I've ever seen. You had the Ibanez ball in like the fifth that should have been a home run on any other night.
The Chase Utley hit.
Utley started in the ninth with one that would have been a home run in July, but of course it died at the wall. And then Ryan Howard's Achilles pops in the ninth. Still the worst of the worst.
Yeah. After he had gone, really, he had been nursing that thing all year long.
Yeah, September.
Yeah.
That's the last, like, week of the season with it.
Yeah.
And then it popped.
Yeah, and that signaled the end of everything. That was the last of that era going into the postseason.
Does any player ever have calf soreness or Achilles soreness and the Achilles not rupture? It just seems like it happens.
Anytime you hear that, you're like, you know what's coming.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Even last year in the finals, when they were talking about Tyrese Halliburton having a calf issue, and he kept playing, you knew his Achilles was going to go.
Yep, yeah. Finally popped.
Every time.
But the number
Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Same thing. When his popped.
Same thing.
Yeah. But the number one moment that me, entire stadium, probably even Ike, sat there in silence, was this.
It's first and goal. That's picked off. And who else? Rondé Barber. All the way, untouched, down the field. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers may ride to the Super Bowl with that one.
Yeah. He ran right past our sideline. I wanted to run on the field and tackle him.
It's a 15-yard penalty?
Yeah, something. At least he wouldn't have scored.
That's right. It's not like continuation in the NBA.
Have been. As popular as you are in this city,
would that have made me a hero?
Oh my God! The Eagles Mount Rushmore would start with Ike Reese. It would be who else is on besides Ike?
Well, what would be like? Do they give them?
I think they can reward him a touchdown.
They can do it. Okay, if I run off the sideline.
Yeah. If there's an open field and
people were chasing.
Yeah,
they just didn't catch him.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. have prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It was, I think, because we heard about their discretion on that with the Frankie Louvu thing last year with the tush push, is that if the referee feels like something like that happened, they can award a touchdown.
That, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. If you had just tackled Ronde. Oh, my God. Would have been good.
I would have went down, right, in history.
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you kidding me? You like Reese play? Just think about that, Ike.
When
would
Jack
take me out the league, though? Would they?
Well, when Jack asked the listeners, "What's your favorite Ike Reese play?" They would all have the easy answer.
That's a good point. That would be front and center.
Do you think if we keep acting like you tried to do that, make pretend that it happened, that we could convince people
that
happened?
That it happened. Yeah. Yes. I think we could do that, especially for the younger generation. Somebody would buy it.
I'll start telling you. Know
dude,
what?
We could probably do an AI edit.
Yeah, we could. We could definitely do an AI edit of Ike running onto the field.
I swear to God, I hate AI.
I hate it, too.
I don't know what's real, what's not. Unless I see something like an old lady fighting a bear, and I'm like, hold on, that's not real.
Nailed
it.
I sent Jack this. This must have been 6 months ago on Boomer and Geo on WFAN.
Yeah.
Boomer was on the air talking about polar bears having what do like clams have on them, the things that grow on them?
Claws?
Barnacles.
He was talking about, he goes, hey, he was like, these whales and these polar bears have barnacles on them, and they actually come up to boats and they let the humans take the barnacles off. And Gio goes, what? And Boomer's amazed. He said, yeah, I was watching all these videos on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Yes, somebody got him with the AI.
And Gio goes, so Al Dukes, the producer, finds it, brought it over to Gio. And Gio's like, Boomer, this is AI. This isn't real. And it was, you could tell Boomer was a little embarrassed.
Right, right.
But man, what are the, and that was before, now it's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you just can't tell.
Yeah. Well, right. And I really can't tell. Unless it's something outrageous, then that's all assume it's AI.
During game three of this series, of the Dodgers-Philly series, I mentioned my mother-in-law was over. Yeah. My mother-in-law and my wife are sitting on the couch. And I'm just locked in on the game, but I hear them talking. And my mother-in-law goes to my wife. She goes, hey, look at this video. And she just goes, Mom, that's AI. And I don't know what the video was, but something tells me it was like an old lady fighting a bear or something.
Right, yes.
Or
yes.
A dog driving a car, right. You know, or grocery shopping. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Oh, God, I don't even know where to start. But first of all, this is the reason why I'm really pissed off by our football, our teams. First of all, they got me up late the other night. All right, 9-whatever start.
Yeah, that game three.
It's like, all right, I don't mind losing sleep. And we got the win. All right, I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
I'm all in, right? And they give me with the fake hope. All right, not a problem. Then last night, I mean, seriously, I'm all excited. And
extra innings.
I mean, first of all, I'm like, it's still 0-0. What inning are we in? Like, how is nobody? My wife's like, oh, this is going to go. You know, not that she knows sports, but she's like, what happens if they're tied? I'm like, they just keep playing. Oh, this is going to be a long game. I'm like, no. Somebody's going to I'm like, trust me, somebody will score a run. And we scored a run, which is great. But here's the biggest fiasco that upsets me. All right. Eagles played yesterday, right?
Yes.
Mini buy, right?
Yep.
Mini buy. Thursday's a mini buy, right? What? And so I don't know when the hell they're going to play again. And the Phillies playing with like 1,003 days, right?
Yeah.
I have nothing
a while
to do this weekend.
Oh.
I have nothing to do. Well, I'm going to puck it up. Game two in Florida when it's 93 degrees. What am I going to do Saturday, Sunday?
What if you hang out with your family and friends?
Who?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Listen, my dog's always there.
Yep, yeah.
My wife's always there. My dog's always there. We're good. We love each other. We hang. We're fam. I need us.
Sixers preseason tonight?
Who?
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, he's throwing it out there.
Now let's talk baseball.
Yeah.
If I told you guys before the first pitch in the first game, we're only giving up two home runs not to the top four hitters for the Dodgers, the entire team. We're giving up two home runs the entire series.
Yeah.
And we're going four games.
Yeah. I'd say we won in four games. And if you would
outscore them.
And if you had given me the stats for our starting pitchers, I would have also said we're winning the series. If you told me what Lizardo did in game two. And
what if I told you they outscored the Dodgers? Would you think they won the series?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't save them for the other games.
Yeah.
No, it's like that college football team that scores 590 points against scrub teams, and they play one number three ranked team, and they lose. Oh, never mind. That's Penn State. Never mind.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So, I mean, you could tell it. You could see it in their heart and in their eyes yesterday. Once they tied it up with that bad walk home, okay, to tie it up, the top four batters, they were playing, their at-bats were like, they were the home team in extra innings. Like, even if they hit one solo home run, you're the road team, dudes. Like, there's no guarantee. You're not just going to walk away and the game's over. Like, once it got to the top of the ninth and the Phils don't score and it's still tied up, I'm like, well, the odds of us winning this game is almost impossible. Because when you're out there on the field and you're the road team, one bad pitch or one bad error gives up a run, which gives up the game, which gives up the series. And that's what was so sickening about that game. Like, there was no wiggle room. And because we choked it up the first two games at home, there was no wiggle room. It's those first two games that put us in this compromising position. And it disgusts me that they gave us fake hope the other night, man.
It was nice to have the hope. You know?
That team was so balanced. Like, that Phillies team had us fall in love with them again. Just one game. Just one game.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, what was that? Topper said something to the team before the game. He didn't say, like,
don't try harder, trust harder.
Trust harder.
Trust harder.
And they, right, exactly. And that's exactly what they did. They came out and said, okay, if I got a bad pitch, I can punch it the other way, get a single, or at least take four extra pitches for the next guy that comes up. And you could see it. They were a team in game three. Game four was obvious. They were just trying to hit the long ball. It was just. Guys, have a great weekend.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Nick.
All right, Nick. Nick just let it out there.
Yeah, I'm normally hearing Nick that down.
Yeah, that was.
He's a baseball guy. He charts there. He does the book for every game.
Oh, he scores the game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. More people do that than I thought. It's psychotic. I mean, it's crazy.
Evan does every Met game.
Buzz does every Phillies game.
Oh, well, that's not surprising.
Why?
Do you know that Buzz, before game two, not only predicted the final score, he didn't do it correctly, but you know, we all say what we think is going to happen. Buzz mapped out what was going to happen in every single inning.
Yeah.
Every inning he wrote out.
Yeah.
What was going
to happen.
He's
like Rain Man.
Nope. Yes. Well, Some would say. Jake in Collingswood, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
How's it going?
Hi, Jake. How you doing? Hey, Jake.
Yeah, you know, I've been, I was calling last year quite a bit about Harrison Bader, and the whoever was the screener at the time was like, it got to the point where he was just saying, you're not calling about Bader again, are you? And, you know, thought this guy was going to be like, Joe DiMaggio or something. But I just thought he was an obvious complementary piece for this team the way it was comprised. That was a weakness that we had, was in center field, and at least getting some production at the plate in center field.
Well, Jake, we all got together. We have a trophy here for you for being right about Harrison Bader.
I do appreciate that, and I will accept it.
Somebody's laughing in the background.
Is that your wife laughing?
It was James from WIP in the morning. He's like, Jake, you're not going to talk about Bader again, are you? That was really funny.
Well,
anyway,
Bader's a good player. Now, what people shouldn't get used to, even if he's back, is we had him for you know, a month and a half or whatever, and he was very hot for that time. He's not normally going to hit 370, you know, but he is a good player. He's definitely a good player.
I just look at it this way. From the very first, when he came up with St. Louis, I looked at this guy, and, I mean, you look at him, and he's a specimen. You know what I mean? He's a good, a very good defensive outfielder.
Yep.
He can run.
But physically, you're talking about a specimen, right?
What's your favorite feature?
Well, yeah, they look at him, man. The guy's, I mean, he's got the broad shoulders. I
well,
mean,
the glutes.
He's obviously a guy that could pump some home runs out, too.
Some iron.
But
yeah.
I'd like to get to, you know, what happened last night. And you know, I'm really, Harper to me was like, I was so damn disappointed in that guy. I mean, even the post game thing over there, it's, he's always the same. It's like, you know, just, you know, it's just, it's like, where's the freaking passion and stuff like that? You know what I mean? Schwarber's post game thing, I mean, was wearing it on his sleeve. And to me, you know, Schwarber has really been the guy this year. You know, obviously the numbers bear that out and everything else, but I think they got to bring that guy back. He's just like really the heart and soul and the guts of this team. And I'm getting so sick of Harper with all of these stupid, ridiculous, like, scarves and gloves and all of these, you know, he's like a walking, you know,
mannequin.
He's like an East Bay catalog.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like he could open his own store. A wing over there in the New Era store with all of this crap that he touts and wears.
But Bader's wearing pink stuff. All right, yeah, take it down.
I haven't gotten tired of Bader yet. They're starting to get fed up with Harp.
And Jake, Bader got an ass that won't quit, though, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Nice features there.
Yep.
Yes.
Jake is registered. Everybody who calls this hour, don't call just to win, but you call just to talk to us, and you get on. You're registered for a pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at the TLA on South Street. Each ticket includes a copy of Iverson's new book. If you want to buy tickets, Ticketmaster.com. So coming up next, we all got our Eagles pick wrong. We are 0 for 3, but we will give you the rest.
I knew it. I tried to do the reverse thing, and it still didn't work.
No. Nope. Yep. We will give the rest of our NFL picks and finish up our conversation today about the Phils and the Eagles. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.